Always great to have a chat to James Cummings, the maestro, especially when he's got a good team of horses heading to Caulfield on Saturday. How are you, James?
Good, Michael. How are you?
Very well indeed. We'll start with Caulfield, but I hear there's a lot of wet weather up in Sydney. What's the current state of play up there?
Well, it's overcast and muggy. Feels like rain, and a storm came over last night. But I think we'll get away with it. But you know, we'll just have to wait and see just how much rain we get tomorrow.
Well, it's been the opposite in Melbourne. They've been predicting a lot of rain, but nothing has actually fallen at the moment. So we could well be on a good track come Saturday. And for Brigantine in the Sandown Guineas, that won't be any concern whatsoever. And I know you were hoping to win the Carbine Club, but I think you might have knocked into a pretty smart one when he was so honest running second behind Fangirl.
Yeah, we were hoping Fangirl might go to the fillies race a few days later in the over 7 furlongs, but having watched the winner of that race, we can see why she didn't. And she was just too good for us. We were no match, but he kept fighting right to the line, and he would have been competitive in winning chance in most Carbine Clubs over the years. He's a classy colt, very interesting horse by Stern. I don't think we've seen the best of him yet. We might see a bit better horse next year, but at set weights, he looks like he's well rated in the race, and he's got the right form line. Provided we are still confident he's got another run in him this prep.
I was going to say, he's had a few runs this time in. Was the plan always to get to the Sandown Guineas?
Well, we were able to take the low-hanging fruit with the horse on the way through. We resisted the temptation despite the fact he was going so well to run him in the Caulfield Guineas. And because he hasn't run in the Golden Rose or the Caulfield Guineas, the really top-tier races, we feel like there's still something there for him, but I'd say the Sandown Guineas is something of a trophy that would be nice after the carnival where he's been competing. But the way the race set up with the gap between Cup Week and this meeting meant that he could have a few days in the paddock, and so the race appealed to us.
Got an interesting two-year-old in the Merson Cooper, and there's always a lot of spruiks with these babies having their first starts, and yours is Silventino. This is a son of Shooting to Win, drawn one with Fred Kersley on board. What's his colt shown you?
Well, he's an interesting horse. His work's been solid. He's a Shooting to Win colt who has got a bit of style about him, and we could see him running a good race. Interesting that Brereton's still... he's going to be hard to beat there, and there's a good filly that's come up from, has come down from Sydney, Ebhar. Like, these horses look like they're going pretty well, and the other Godolphin horse in the race has showed good, the impending filly, I should say, showed good acceleration in the trials. Mm. So this will be as good a Merson Cooper, I think, hopefully as good a race as we've seen recent years, and I think he gets every favour from the draw, but he's got a lot of, I think he's got a lot of natural improvement to go. I don't think he's quite the finished natural two-year-old product just yet.
Have you got a little ranking order of your Melbourne two-year-olds at the moment?
Well, we've liked what we've seen from Lascars and Renosu, that's for sure.
So is he far behind, do you think?
He's got a bit of a way to go, I think, to get into their category. But if he produced a little bit more than what he's shown so far under race pressure on Saturday in this race, then I think we'd be dealing with a serious horse, considering that the form line's easy to read through Brereton, having run in the debutant and the Maribyrnong Plate.
Varda's a very consistent mare because she goes around in the Doveton on Saturday. She's drawn a little wide, but over the 1,000 with a one turn, it shouldn't be too much of an issue. What are you expecting on Saturday?
Well, she has to carry a fair bit of weight against the males there for her performances, but we liked her effort against the males in a century state. She's really solid there at Flemington, and she's well suited over 5 furlongs.
And then Rain Year's a horse that we know has got a lot of ability, but he can be a little in and out. I thought he ran well at Flemington over the Cup Carnival, heading to Caulfield on Saturday. Are you confident?
Well, look, Hugh Bowman thought he ran better than it looked first up. pleased that you were impressed by his effort. I suppose he was making some ground on them, and he blew out off that fast pace at 1400 first up. So he's been improved by that run. We feel like he's gone ahead in his training, and he's much, much better suited back to Wade for Age, where he was, I think he was well suited when he won the Wayne Wilson earlier in the year. I think he can run a good race here. There's a couple of highly rated horses that have jumped in as well. So look, the race has turned out to be a pretty decent Kevin Heffernan.
Mm. How's Animo spelling? I see they've opened the market for the All Star Mile. He's equal favourite. Is there any decision on where he may be heading in the autumn?
Look, we haven't. I wouldn't say we've made a decision. We've just talked about some recommendations, but I don't think you would expect to see him at this stage in the All Star Mile.
All right then. Got plenty of runners over the weekend. Is there one that you're most looking forward to?
Oh well, I think at this time of the year, the 2 year olds are in. The 2 year-olds are definitely the most interesting of the runners. So if it's not Phil Venito in the Merson Cooper at Caulfield, then it would be one of the 2 year-olds that we're running at Rosehill, provided the track doesn't get bottomless.
Fingers crossed, James. Best of luck over the weekend.
All right, thanks, Michael.